You're listening to The World and Everything in It. I'm Joseph Sleif.
And I'm Nick Eicher. It is election month for our 2012 Hope Awards for Effective Compassion, our seventh annual award. It's a project of World News Group, and the goal here is to spotlight poverty-fighting ministries that would otherwise labor on in relative obscurity. We have identified thousands of Christian-based groups that operate according to these proven effective poverty-fighting principles. Assistance must be challenging, must be personal, and crucially, must address spiritual needs from a biblical perspective. Those are the principles that really do separate effective compassion from the many big government programs that tend to perpetuate poverty. Now, when we launched this year's awards, we had initially planned on four regional finalists. We have added a fifth now, an international finalist, and you'll hear about that Hope Award finalist from Ghana, Samaritan Strategy Africa, in just a moment. But as I mentioned, September is election month, meaning you are invited to cast your vote to select a winner. Visit worldmag.com/compassion. We ask that you read through each of the profiles of all five organizations and then prayerfully cast your vote. Just one per person, please. And now a look at our fifth and last Hope Award finalist. Here is Susan Olasky.
It's not easy to operate a sewing machine in Ghana. Christiana Dodu is manually cranking the wheel of her black butterfly sewing machine. It doesn't use electricity. She has to turn the wheel to make the needle go up and down. She stops repeatedly to re-thread the needle because the thread keeps snapping. That makes an already difficult task more difficult, that of learning to become a seamstress. That's life in Ghana. Most people have cell phones, but electricity can be intermittent. Unemployment is high. The country is booming, but the infrastructure can't keep up with demand. That includes roads. To call what riddles these roads potholes is to call the Grand Canyon a ditch. Passengers endure frightening, bone-jarring journeys, not the kind of humming transportation network that efficiently moves the seamstress's goods from manufacturer to market. That is also life in Ghana. But the real problem isn't the faulty equipment. It's not the rough roads or the dirty water. Even more devastating to the people is their worldview. That's what Chris Ampadu believes. He is the head of Samaritan Strategy in West Africa, and he is starting a worldview movement.
Africa is not a poor continent in terms of natural resources. We are the richest. When we come to Ghana, we have the gold, the manganese, the bauxite, we have the timber, we have the good land. Now God has added gas and oil, and yet majority of our people continue to live in hunger and poverty. Why?
Almost 70% of people in Ghana say they are Christians. Ampadu says it is a very religious country. Church members will pray and fast for days, but they also worship ancestors, lesser gods and magical powers. Despite their religion, they are still poor, and many leaders are corrupt. So Samaritan Strategy trains people in Africa to see that Jesus came to change all of life. It teaches the value of hard work, of loving your neighbor, of growing in a balanced way. Samaritan Strategy teaches people to put the teaching into practice in small steps, seed projects. That's what Emma Dwarko does. Samaritan Strategy encourages church members to form holistic clubs. Emma Dwarko is part of one of these clubs, along with 30 other women. They find people in the community who need help, people like Esther Wood.
We saw her as a needy woman. Therefore, we gave her a seed money.
Esther took the money and bought a small bowl. She filled it with plastic items, like small cups, and sold them in the marketplace. But she didn't know how to manage her money. She spent it on ice cream and toffee, whatever she saw in the market. She returned to the club frustrated because she had no money to show for her work.
We advised her to keep away from buying unnecessary things. She accepted the advice we gave.
Soon, Esther returned with a smile on her face. Instead of the small bowl, she carried a large one, and it was filled with cooking pots.
She also said, I have to be a blessing to someone. So she also looked around and saw a lady who was also in need. She invited the lady and advised her that she should work, because even the Bible says, if you don't work, you don't have to eat. So based on that, the lady also accepted. And then she gave her that small bowl she started trading with.
This is the kind of worldview Samaritan Strategy teaches people of Ghana. Work hard. Be good stewards. Be a blessing to someone. That is why Victor Owiredu heads a small school in Ghana for women. The women start their days in worship. After worship, they head to class to learn skills like sewing and cooking. Without this Christian trade school, many of these school dropouts would be headed to a life of prostitution. Now they graduate and start small businesses. This is where I found the woman struggling to work her sewing machine, but she keeps at it. Working in Ghana is not easy. The obstacles are overwhelming. But thanks to worldview teaching from the Bible, people in Ghana, like these women, are overcoming those obstacles. Hours from the school sits another piece of land donated to Victor Owiredu's church. We travel through long stretches of unpaved highway full of deep ruts and potholes to reach the farm where they grow palm nuts and citrus. As part of Samaritan Strategy, workers make brooms, soap, and baskets to sell in the market. They process the palm nuts in a factory on site. The work is hot and physical. A bare-chested man, his clothes stained with dirt, hovers near the motorized machine. We see one young woman, maybe 14 or 15, carrying a metal bowl on her head filled with steaming nuts. Another woman lifts the bowl and pours the nuts into a funnel on top of the machine. It separates the nuts from the chaff. The church uses profits from the farm and factory to fund community projects. We walk to a new well that provides water for the village. It replaced an algae-covered pond. The church and villagers both contributed money to drill the well. That's a new way of thinking. They didn't wait for the government. They didn't wait for an international development group. They did it themselves. Samaritan Strategy believes these small steps teach responsibility, helping to break the cycle of dependence. It is bringing hope to this part of Africa, and that's why it is the first ever Hope Award winner in the international division. For the world and everything in it, I'm Susan Olasky.
Visit worldmag.com/compassion to learn more and to cast your vote for the winner. worldmag.com/compassion.